I watched the tape. It seemed like Detroit had issues with dealing with stunts coming from depth. You came in as a joker off the edge two times. You get two sacks. You're a little confusing today. Just talk about what you saw out there.
I saw that when I was coming to line up, they wasn't expecting me to blitz from the strong side, so I try to hold my disguise as long as possible. Our defense coordinator, he stressed it all week to hold our disguise. So I think we did a good job as a defense before we rotated and just came through unblocked three times.
Well, I saw a couple different times where it was a deep cover two, or you fake the cover two, you go to cover one, or you switch back. A couple times I thought they caught you. Then I realized you guys have fooled me, and you were actually trying to make them think they did it. I mean, it was really orchestrated out there.
I think we did a good job of playing with our looks today. That was the key part, just coming in and try to confuse staff a little bit. Just play with our looks. Don't give them a same look. It's like show them something different and confuse them a little bit and make him make his reads, make him go through the progression. When we did that and he heard the ball, he didn't know what was going on.
A little bit of a contest between D-box and the D-lineman in terms of who gets the most sacks, but it's got to be fun either way.
Oh, yeah, it's fun, man. When I got my sack, my D-lineman came and celebrated with me. Like, you didn't want to celebrate. He was like, you just got two sacks. I'm like, man, it's good. One by one.
Long flight home, but now you have the bye. You're 3-5, and you're 2 in a row, and you got a second half of the season to get it going.
Oh, yeah. I think we're getting it going at the right time, man. It's all about timing and precision, so as long as we can get the ball rolling and keep this thing going off the bye week, I think we'd be in pretty good shape.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.